Boy, there were a ton of celebrities last night at the U.S. Open to watch Serena, including Tiger Woods. We're going to talk to Tiger next about watching Serena. We were all tuned in last night watching Serena Williams hold off retirement for another couple of nights at least. She beats the second-ranked woman in the world to advance. She's passed the first two rounds yet again at the U.S. Open. And in the stands was Tiger Woods, so we thought we'd call Tiger to see what that was like last night. About the only show that he'll answer the phone for.
He was into it.
He really was.
Hello?
Tiger Woods, please. Oh, hi, Tiger. How's it going?
Hi. I didn't know you guys were going to call me.
Well, we saw you on TV last night watching Serena Williams. We wanted to know what that scene was like.
Tiger?
Oh, sorry. Just doing a little bit of Darth Tiger there. Hey, since when did the U.S. Open become a tennis tournament?
Well, it's been a tennis tournament for a long time.
It was so weird. I showed up there with my clubs and everything. I was ready to play, and they said, no, you're sitting right over here. You're going to watch tennis. It's like, okay, this was the easiest U.S. Open I've ever been a part of.
Well, there's two. You know, there's the golf and tennis.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't realize that. My mommy never told me that.
Yeah, sure enough.
She should have at some point.
Yeah, I loved watching Serena. It was nice to see a 40-year-old that can still actually compete at a high level.
Well, it hadn't been that long since you won. It's only been 3 years.
Well, Serena won. It kind of must have given you guys some flashbacks to me winning the Masters a couple years ago.
Yeah, there's some similarities there.
Remember that when I won the Masters and padded my major winning totals?
Yeah, we remember.
So great.
And Phil didn't win.
Phil didn't win. That's better than me. Better than me winning a major is Phil not winning a major. I hate Phil so much. He knows he wasn't even there last night.
Right, yeah.
Showing his complete contempt for Serena.
Right. He's still worried about that live tour thing.
That's right. He was still over there just probably laying on a bed, wallowing in his blood money. Typical Phil.
Yeah.
But Serena's kind of the Tiger Woods of non-golf.
A little bit, I guess.
Yeah, I guess in some ways.
So it was really cool. You know, Serena and I have a lot in common. Mm-hmm. We both had daddies that made our lives a living hell until we became sports icons. Did you notice who I was there with?
Yes.
Yeah.
My girlfriend, Erica.
Yep.
Yeah, and you know what? Mm-hmm. In the stands. She did the popcorn trick on me.
She did.
She did.
It was so great. I reached into the popcorn and felt the top of her pegging kit.
God.
It was so great. And she told me that if Serena won, that she would let me see her Erica boobies.
Oh, my gosh.
So
guess what? After Serena won and surprised everyone.
Yeah.
Erica drew me a picture of her boobies on an
That's
app,
it?
And I still have it.
That's a little bit of a cop-out on her part.
This very day, I still have it.
Oh, that's amazing.
Oh, wow.
The next day.
This whole few hours later.
Yeah, it just made me so excited.
You've been with her for a long time now. That's exciting.
I know. I'm thinking about proposing to her.
Wow.
Mm. Yeah, I'm thinking about asking her today the big question. Can I hold your hand?
Good luck.
That's a big step.
Oh, it was such a big sports moment last night, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was really cool.
It really was.
And you know who I wish was there to see it with me?
Yeah.
the large pre-Richard Williams hard-driving sports daddy that once got so horny to create a sports icon that he shot Archduke Ferdinand and the bullet went through and sank the Lusitania so the Japanese had to respond by bombing Pearl Harbor in Korea so that he would get shipped off to Vietnam where he could shoot some Nazis so he would have a great pickup line at a Taiwanese bar that he could sip some ovulating cream into the Mai Tai of a flirting Catilda and at her request so that he could chase her down on the main street as she was running in heels and he was watching fruit carts bounce off the front of his screaming Pontiac G6 until she finally sought shelter in a parking garage in Ohio so that she could lean down and push out her unfertilized egg in peace, but he found her and threw her over an oak barrel so after she enthusiastically consented to the introduction of his DNA spit stick where he deposited his PGA greatness ectoplasm into a waiting mommy sewer so that 9 months later she would squat on the air of a Hell in a Montana morning TV show and fire a 15-time major-winning fetus into a basket of discarded yarn.
Your historical references don't line up, by the way.
No. He says hi.
Okay.
Okay.
Happy U.S. Open. See ya.
Bye.
Born on a Montana TV morning show?
Fruit carts bouncing off the front of the car.